We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The morning rush was marred by a collision on the east side of Manhattan, and there are injuries. Our Roger Stern is there with a live report.
That's right, Larry. Second Avenue is where it began by 50th Street. A white van, witnesses say it was speeding, hit a black Toyota. The Toyota then hit an outdoor dining structure. Debris from that structure then injured two young children, a 5- and a 7-year-old. So they were injured as well as the two people in the Toyota. The van kept going down the block, colliding with a fruit stand. Police say three people were hit then. So you have 7 injuries, all said to be minor. Police have taken that van driver into custody. A witness says he appeared to be staggering when he got out of the van. Police say charges are still pending. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live on the east side.
The state legislature is in session this hour to consider legislation to curtail Governor Cuomo's pandemic emergency powers. It will allow executive actions critical to public health to remain in effect while permitting other temporary emergency powers to expire at the end of next month. Some Republicans say the measure doesn't go far enough. And now there's a new wrinkle. Reports in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal say the governor's people altered the numbers on nursing home deaths in a state health department report last July. The only deaths reported were the ones that actually occurred in the nursing homes. They did not include residents who died at the hospital. The state health department has issued a statement. It says the purpose of the report was to ensure the public had a clear evaluation for how COVID entered nursing homes, and the conclusion was that staff members were the likely drivers. The statement says there were questions about deaths that occurred out of the nursing homes, so that information was held aside for verification. The stories say the report was designed to answer criticism of Governor Cuomo about a directive issued in March that barred nursing homes from rejecting recovering COVID patients as they were being discharged from the hospital. Also coming out today, another piece of the interview that Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell did with Cuomo accuser Charlotte Bennett. The former Cuomo aide says the governor's comments to her made her feel uncomfortable, and she felt that she wanted to, that he wanted to go to bed with her. She says she felt right then that she had to leave her job, but the next day she found herself alone with Cuomo again.
He asked me a few questions about how to use his iPhone, and then sends me back to wait. And then finally he calls me in and he asks if I found him a girlfriend yet.
He asked you again?
Yes. I say, not yet. I said I was working on it.
Already this week, Cuomo has apologized and said that he didn't realize that he was making women feel uncomfortable. 6 firefighters were hurt last night battling a 4-alarmer in a row of stores on 74th Street in Jackson Heights, Queens. Their injuries are described as minor. Authorities say the fire started in the basement of a restaurant. No civilians were hurt. Just after midnight, fire erupted in an apartment on 5th Street on the Lower East Side. An 80-year-old woman was killed. Her identity has not been released. The cause of the fire has yet to be determined. The lights were on at Yankee Stadium all night long. The state has begun administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in the overnight hours. This man is now inoculated.
Pretty quick. They did some checks to make sure I was who I said I was. And that was about it. Asked me a few questions. Gave me a shot.
The J&J formula is a one-shot vaccine. Starting tonight, it will also be available at the Javits Center. You must have an appointment. Three people died in hit-and-run mishaps last night in our area. Around 10 o'clock, a 24-year-old woman was found lying in the roadway on South Conduit Avenue in Ozone Park, Queens. About an hour and a half later, a 92-year-old man was struck by a car and killed at 40th Street and 1st Avenue in Manhattan. And around 7 o'clock in Bergen County, New Jersey, a woman was hit by an SUV while trying to cross a street in Hackensack. Police say a second car was unable to avoid her and she was hit again. The driver of that second car remained at the scene. Names of the victims have not yet been released. A portrait that has hung outside a Bronx dive bar for a half century has been stolen. Police say someone with a ladder made off with the sign showing a winking dog sitting behind a bottle of Jameson Irish whiskey. The current owner of the bar, Kenny Banker, tells the Daily News the dog belonged to the original owner and was named Alfie, thus the name of the bar, Alfie's Place. The theft adds insult to injury for Banker. He had to close the bar for good after being shut down for coronavirus violations in October. He says he can't afford to pay the $70,000 in fines. There is surveillance camera video of the theft. Police ask anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.